Oh shit, I'm live, but I ain't on the screen. I gotta get in the screen. Oh, there I go. There I go. Okay, player, here I am. Welcome to the Lisbon Podcast. Tyrone is here. I'm your host, by the way, it's Tyrone. Okay, and the co-host, the new co-host, he was the cousin of the original co-host, but he took over because the cousin had a little bit of issues, but he's here and he's contributed already. Yes, sir. Let's drink to that. Freddie's here. But he ain't saying shit because he's not allowed to talk no more. Starscream's here, my security. My security Starscream is here. This is my security. He's here. He'll fuck you up if you try to come in on me. And what else? Oh, Macho Man is here. The Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh yeah. Macho Man is here too. So we all here. We all here. And we is ready to get fucking busy. The mic ain't here though. There it is. There it is. The mic's here. Mic's in the screen now. It wasn't in the screen. It's in the screen now, though. You see the mic. You see the motherfucking mic. All right, so everybody's here, and everything's going on, and everybody's ready to rock and roll. So today's episode is called Cutie Patootie. That's right. It's called Cutie Patootie. Now, I got a song. And if you follow me on TikTok, you heard the song. But if you didn't follow me on TikTok, you're going to hear the song right now. Let me get ready. Bam, 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 bam. She's a cutie patootie. She got a nice little booty. But I do not want to eat it. I might use her to beat it. But that's it because she's just cute as shit. Ha, y'all like that? Y'all like that? I killed that. I know I ate that the fuck up. Y'all know how I do. I eat my shit up. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so. Cutie patootie to me is like a girl that's like cute, like banging, kind of cute and all that. You know what I mean? And she got everything going on. She might be an actress, a singer, whatever. She got it going on. She got the look. She got the money. She got everything going on. But guess what? I don't want to hit that. I don't want to fuck her. I don't want to do dirty and nasty shit to her. Like, that's what that is. That's what cutie patootie to me is. It's like, you're so cute that I just want to let you be cute. I want to hang out with you. I want to touch you a little bit. I want to buy you flowers, run you a bubble bath, put some what is it called? The rose petals in it. You know what I mean? I want to rub your feet. I want to get you some candy. I want to do all them things, but I don't want to dirty you up. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're clean and cute and beautiful and that. I don't want to do nasty things to you or with you, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. But I'm weird. So I'm just going to rock with it. I'm going to rock with it. So right now, currently, we're going to talk about the reigning, defending, cutie patootie champion of the world. Anna Kendrick's right now, as of this very moment, is the cutie patootie champion of the world. Now, by the end of this episode, she can lose that title, but right now, Anna Kendrick is the cutie patootie heavyweight, well, not heavyweight, lightweight. It ain't no, it's not a weight class. She is the cutie patootie champion of the world. Okay? All right? And here's why. Everything Anna Kendrick is in, every time I see her, I want to watch it, okay? She is fucking cute as all outdoors. She is so cute, but guess what, guess what? I don't want to fuck her, though. I don't look at her as wanting to fuck her. I see her, and I'm like, damn, she cute. And I think she's kind of quirky, kind of funny. She always plays like the cute little quirky girl in all of her movies and shows. Everything she does, she's just so cute, and she just looks like, you know what I mean? You just want to hug her and hold her, but I don't want to fuck her. I don't want to get her dirty. You know what I mean? She's a virgin. Yeah, I know she's probably not a virgin in real life. She's old enough, okay? I think she fucks. But I'm just saying, like, she seems so pure to me. Like, so innocent, so cute. I can't even do it. It's like, I don't want to defile her. It's like, I don't want to dirty her up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But look. So, like, I just always liked her. But she's like, she's not like your sister, because you never think about how good your sister looks like you want to fuck her, but she like somebody that you just can't fuck. You know what I mean? Because you know how you get down in the bedroom. You know you want to do some nasty shit. You know what I mean? She's not a girl you can put cover her hair. You know what I'm saying? She's not a girl you can slap. during sex, not slap like, you know, in real life, but slap during sex and stuff like that. She's not that, so I don't know how it would work. You know what I mean? It's like, I would feel wrong trying to fuck her, I guess. I don't know. But she is the cutie patootie champion of the world right now because she's just too cute. She's cute in everything that she's in. I just watched a movie called, what was it called? Resilience? No. I forgot the fucking name of that movie so fast. But anyway, it was about this guy that was, he had got 30 days to, he was going to win $1 million if he survived for 30 days, and they were sending people in to kill him or whatever. And Self-Reliance, it was called Self-Reliance. So she was in this movie called Self-Reliance about this guy that had 30 days to like survive, or they was going to kill him, and he had to stay within 3 feet of another person to prevent the killer from killing him. It was kind of a cool movie, but she was cute in it. Even when she did her dirty shit, she said dirty shit in that movie. Not dirty, like sexually dirty, but just dirty, like foul, like unloyal, like weird shit. But she did that, but I still was like, damn, though, you got to forgive her because she cute. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She could get away with it. She got them puppy dog eyes. She could show you and get away with all of that shit. But right now, Anna Kendrick is the cutie patootie champion of the world, but she got some stiff competition. She got some stiff competition, and the competition is started with Zendaya. That's right, Zendaya, just so cute, but little. You know what I mean? Zendaya is so cute, but she don't got that. I don't know. Zendaya don't got no ass, and I'm not trying to. I'm not body shaming. Okay, I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying for the things that make me. All right, let me put to you like this. There are certain things on a woman that men. That lead men to want to fuck them, that lead men to sexual activity, that lead men to all of the, you know, I want to do dirty things to her, I want to be nasty with her. That, you know, there's attributes on a female's body that leads men to that. So, of course, like, if you see Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B or whatever, they be like, damn, Cardi got that ass, you know what I'm saying? Megan got that back door, that trunk in the trunk, that, you know what I mean? She got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, I mean, you automatically relate the body parts of sex. So if you're a titty man and you see somebody with some big old tick old bitties, you like, damn, them tick old bitties make me wanna and then you get to like you make her wanna leave the one you're with and start a new relationship. Yeah, you know I mean, you get into those feelings, you know what I mean? The dick grows, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit. So Zendaya don't have nothing body-wise that does that for me. Like, she don't have a fat ass. She don't have big tits. She's not thick. She's not, like, what I'm sexually attracted to. But damn! Is she cute and all? You know what I mean? Is Zendaya cute and all? Like who wouldn't take Zendaya home? Like, y'all do want to take her home. But me, if I took her home, I just want to lay her down in the bed. Just lay her down there and just look at her. Just stare at her. Just admire her. You know what I mean? Don't even touch her at all. Like, she's a statuette. You know what I mean? Like a statue. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I would just put Zendaya on the bed, just leave it in. Like she, like just a doll, like Barbie or something. Like just artwork. You know what I mean? Just artwork. And there's nothing Zendaya can do to make me want to fuck her. Now, mind you, I did think that it was because, like, how I was an adult when Zendaya started coming up on Disney Channel. Like, my kids watched Zendaya. My kids watched all of that shit. But it's not that. I thought it was that. I thought it was that because I'm a genuinely morally sound guy. And I'm like, Zendaya was on Disney. And Zendaya's a young girl, even though she grown. She grown. I can fuck her for one. Because she's grown. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you kind of think, like, I watched her grow up a little bit. She's like one of my friends. I mean, like, you know, one of my kids' friends. Like, you know what I mean? You kind of link that. But no, that wasn't it. That wasn't it because I watched Bella Thorne on the same show that I watched Zendaya on. And Bella Thorne can get all of it. Bella Thorne can get it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Bella Thorne, you saw Bella Thorne in the babysitter movie? Bella Thorne was in the Babysitter Queen movie, whatever. I was like, Bella Thorne. I would take Bella Thorne home and I would do all kinds of shit to Bella Thorne. All kinds of shit. But she came from where Zendaya came from, you know what I mean? But it ain't the same. It ain't the same because I would definitely, Bella Thorne would be run through. I ain't even going front. Bella Thorne can get it, bitch. And she got that song, Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. You know what I mean? I, you know, Bella Thorne, I would fuck with Bella Thorne. But it's the same concept, though, like Bella Thorne. So that's not my problem. Plus, I watched, what's that show, Victorious? I watched Victorious with Victoria Justice and Gillies and the girl that played on Sam and Cat. The girl that played on Sam and Cat, Ariana Grande. I watched the show with all of them on there, and all of them can hear it. Ariana Grande kind of is a cutie patootie, too, because she played Cat. Cat was so stupid that I would feel bad even trying to kick game on her. So Ariana Grande can make the list. We're going to leave her for later. But what I'm saying is, like, I've had other female young girls that have been in that situation that I don't feel the same way about, you know, that I've watched on TV, that my kids watched, that my kids enjoyed, that are grown now, that I don't feel the same way about. Because Gillies, she played Jade. On Victorious, oh yeah, oh my God, Jade, the girl that played Jade, her last name is Gillies. I would kill it. I wreck all that. I don't care. She not a cutie patootie. She cute. She fine as fuck, but she get fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not a cutie patootie. She's not a girl that I would feel bad about, like, tearing her up. You know what I mean? I mean, this topic is like a little bit is cancel culture gonna call your boy? You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, men know that they have women that they want to fuck, and they have women that they like, that they want to chew with, that they want to be around, that's cute, that they just, like, she lacks the sex appeal. And Zendaya was on that show, with this Euphoria, right? And I was like, I'm gonna watch Euphoria because Euphoria is gonna give me a different side of Zendaya. Euphoria is gonna make her sexy to me. Euphoria is gonna put me in that mindset of that Zendaya can be fucked. You know what I mean? Not that I wanted to go there. I'm just saying, like, if I watch Euphoria, I might look at her differently because she's a cutie patootie. And I don't like cutie patootie. I don't like cutie patooties. Anybody that know me know that I like the KFC. I like killing, fucking, cussing. I like that in my movies. I like to see women in movies that I want to fuck. I relate everything back to fucking. I relate almost everything that I say back to fucking. If you listen to my podcast, it's all about getting the yams. Can I get to the yams? You know, because I like talking about the sweet, sweet yams. I don't like to get them, though. You know, in real life, I don't fuck with the yams. But in podcast life, that's all I really talk about in movies, killing, cussing, fucking, you know what I mean? So I don't like cutie patooties. I don't want to be having those kind of girls. So when I saw Zendaya was making my cutie patootie list and I saw Euphoria, I was like, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that because that's going to take Zendaya off of my cutie patooties list. And it did not. It did not. Euphoria was kind of disturbing. Euphoria was kind of like, this is not sexy to me. This is taking Zendaya to somewhere else where I don't want to be. Where I don't want to be. You know what I mean? So no, I didn't take her off the cutie patootie list. So Zendaya is on the list. Now, does Zendaya beat Anna Kendrick? No. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Zendaya don't beat Anna Kendrick because Zendaya is not on that level of cute. Like Anna Kendrick was on that level of, I didn't even try. Zendaya was on that level of, like, I'm gonna try to see if I can make her fuckable. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to see if I wanna hit that. You know what I mean? So because of the fact that I was willing to try to fuck Zendaya, or try to make her fuckable, or try to watch something that would give her that fuckability to me, and it didn't work, I'm not going to beat, she can't beat out Anna Kendrick, because Anna Kendrick's never got to that point. I never watched anything that said, like, oh yeah, I'm trying to get to the point where I want to fuck Anna Kendrick. Also, Anna Kendrick was in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, right? And I thought, I didn't watch that movie because I wanted to fuck Anna Kendrick or put her in that space or like change her from a cutie patootie. But I watched that movie because Aubrey Plaza was in it. And I thought that her with Aubrey and how Aubrey is, that maybe she would be that. I didn't watch it with the intentions of her being there, but I watched it thinking, like, okay, maybe Anna's gonna be like that and Anna might get off the cutie patootie list, but she didn't. She didn't. She was still the cutie patootie in that list. And the funny thing is, right? So Anna Kendrick's case stayed the cutie patootie during that time, but she was the one who was trying to fuck in that movie. Like, so in that movie, Anna was the one who was trying to fuck, and Aubrey Plaza was the one who was like, I'm not fucking this guy. He's corny. I don't like him. He's a nut ass nigga. I'm not fucking him. And she was like, I'm going to use this as an example. She was like, this is his dick. And if this is his dick, I'll be all around it, but I'm not going to touch the dick. You know what I'm saying? So Anna Kendrick was the one who wasn't really trying to like get busy. And Aubrey Plaza was the one, she had Zac Efron. She was like, oh, I'm going to be all over that. I'm going to definitely let him get me. He's going to hit this, blah, blah, blah. And so it kind of reversed towards the end of that film, but we're not talking about that movie. But that's the thing, though. Aubrey Plaza is not Anna Kendrick. And I say it like this, I say it like this. Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza on a cute level, ooh, man, they might be equal. I don't know. I don't know which one is the mixed cuter. Aubrey Plaza could be a cutie patootie 100% if I didn't want to do everything dirty on the planet to Aubrey Plaza. Oh my God, I would take Aubrey Plaza and I wouldn't lay her on the bed. I would lay her on the bed, but she wouldn't be by herself. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't be like Zendaya. She wouldn't be like Anna Kendrick. She'd be laid on that bed until I get on that bed and give her some head. Give her some head. You know what I mean? I'd eat that, beat that, defeat that. I would do everything to Aubrey Plaza. Like, that is not a cutie patootie. She's cute. She can make the cutie patootie list on the looks, but man, and look, let's get dirty. That's what I'll be saying to Aubrey Plaza. I'm going to dirty her all up. Oh my God. She's going to leave there thinking she has black. Yeah, I mean, so she don't make the cutie patootie list at all. Aubrey Plaza's not making this list. No, no way. But you notice how every time I give a cutie patootie, I got a counterpart. Like, it's like Anna Kendrick's, okay, you're a cutie patootie. Aubrey Plaza, hell to the no. And then it's like Zendaya, okay, you're a cutie patootie. Bella Thorne, hell to the no. You know what I mean? I'm just like, man, okay, the next cutie patootie. Now, I know y'all probably like, all his cutie patooties are young girls, but Aubrey Plaza's not young. I mean, not Aubrey. Anna Kendrick's not young. Even Zendaya's not. She's younger than me, of course, but she's not younger. She was a young girl, but you know what I mean. But the old cutie patootie, the old head cutie patootie, she probably is the oldest cutie patootie out of all of cutie patooties on the whole planet, and that is Drew Barrymore. Now, mind you this. Drew Barrymore was so cute as shit when she was a kid. I was addicted. I was like so enamored with Drew Barrymore. I'd never, ever, ever, ever watch E.T. I know it sounds blasphemous. I know it sounds fucked up. I know it sounds crazy, but I've never watched E.T. I've never finished that movie. I watched every scene of it with Drew Barrymore. Even when I was a kid, I watched it to see Drew Barrymore. I did not care about the alien. And then I care about nothing else that happened. Every time Drew was on there, I was paying attention. When Drew was off the screen, I was off the screen. I was doing some other shit, twiddling in my thumb, playing with paper, whatever the fuck case may be. I only watched that movie to see that little ass cutie patootie Drew Barrymore, right? And then I watched Firestarter. And Drew was in Firestarter, and she was blowing shit up. This bitch toasted her mom's hands. She blew shit up. She wasn't, like, nice and nothing, like, but she was so cute that I watched it. I watched Firestarter. I love that movie as a child. I still do love it. And so it was because of Drew Barrymore. Now, mind you, there was a time before Drew became the old head cutie patootie where I did want to do all kinds of dirty shit to her. Okay, wedding singer Drew. Wedding singer Drew was going to get the business. Wedding singer Drew was going to get all of the business. Okay. Charlie's Angels Drew was going to get everything I had to give him. That's right. I was going to be like, let me love you down. You know what I mean? I was going to give Charlie's Angels Drew everything that I had to give him. But then something happened. After Charlie's Angels Drew became, you know, I don't know, something else, because she stopped being sexy. She stopped using sex to sell. She just started using her personality. And who knew? Who knew that Drew Barrymore's personality was so fluffy and so, like, you know what I mean? Who knew that? Because I didn't know that. I didn't know her personality. I thought that she was like a free spirit. I thought that she was like, you know, let's get our fuck on. You know what I mean? My image of Drew Charlie Vangelis Drew was like, yeah, I'm free spirited. Let's get my fuck on. She was married to Tom Green. Wasn't she? It was Tom Green, right? She was married to Tom Green, and that dude, yeah, I was like, Drew's married to him, so she's on some other shit. You know what I mean? Because Tom Green is on some other shit. So I'm like, Drew Barrymore's married to him. That dude's on some other shit. So she's on some other shit. So she was always on some other shit to me, but I didn't know she was fluffy. I didn't know she was cute. I knew she was cute, like looking cute. But I knew she was cute, like personality-wise cute. You know what I mean? Because there's a difference. And I was just like, oh my God. But they knew. Whoever gave her that talk show, they fucking knew it. They knew that Drew was cute. They knew that she was a cutie patootie. They knew that that personality was going to overwhelm everything that she ever done, that she said she did, that she wanted to do, and all that. And now I look at Drew, and I'm still crushing harder than a motherfucker. I love Drew Barrymore like nobody's business, and I don't care. I do. I'm not ashamed of it or none of that, but it's different now. She's a cutie patootie now. I don't want to get her dirty. I don't want to do nothing to her. Drew Barrymore is somebody that I just went to my house. I want to sit on. You know what I want to do with Drew Barrymore? I want to sit on the couch and watch movies. I want to sit Drew Barrymore on the couch next to me, get some popcorns. Me and Drew with some popcorns and watch the motherfucking movies. That's it. She is the cutie patootie, but I don't want her booty. You know what I'm saying? That can go on the song. That can go on the song. I'm going to make a whole cutie patootie song because I be coming out with these lyrics. You know what I mean? But yeah, Drew Barrymore is another one. She's the old head cutie patootie. You know who another old head cutie patootie? Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman, because Natalie Portman looks so good to me. Like so good. Like she is a beautiful woman, but I don't want to take her home. I don't want to lay her down. I don't want to take her down. None of that. And that's crazy because she's gorgeous. She is really, really the cutest. And yet, ain't nothing I want to do with her. Like, sexually, I don't want to. I just, you know, ain't nothing I really want to do with her. She don't have no sex appeal to me. She don't have nothing like, let's take her down. Let's get busy. Let's you know what I mean? I don't want to. I would love to be around her. I would love to hang out with her. I would love to have her in my house and sit on my bed and lay on my bed. You know what I mean? But as far as like, I don't want to eat that. You know what I mean? She's not bringing the sex appeal to me. And it's not her fault or her problem or anything like that. Like, she don't give a fuck about me. But Natalie Portman is the other old head cutie patootie. And the thing is, I saw her. I fell in love with Natalie Portman back on The Professional, Leon The Professional. When I saw her at that door, she was a young kid. She was crying. She was like, ooh. Leon was looking at her. He was like, he was going to let her in. He took care of her in that movie. In that movie, I was like, okay, she cute. I like this little young girl. And time out, I was young too. Like, don't look. Cancel call. Hello? Listen. When I said I liked that young girl, you know how old I was? No, old I was when I watched Leon the Professional. Yeah, I liked her then. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't saying that I watched Leon the Professional yesterday and I was like, ooh, I like that young girl. No. I watched it when I was the kid. I watched it when it came out. And when it came out, I wasn't that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. See? I'm saying. When I watched it when it came out, I watched it in real time. So at that time, I was like, yeah, she was cute. And at that time, I was not this grown man that I am now, sort of like, not a pervert, but anyway, like I said, she was cute then, and I was in love with her ever since. Like, man, she is gonna get it one day, and she never got it one day. She's still cute, still look good, still is immaculate. I still love her. I still watch her movies. I just watched a movie with her in it on May, December, and she did excellent in that film. She was great. All of that was good, but she's a cutie patootie because nothing that she's done since then has made me ever, ever think that I was going to stick my tongue anywhere in her crevices, any part of her. anywhere in her crevices. Yo, I thought that was going ahead, but that sound nasty as shit. I ain't sticking my tongue in none of her crevices. Yeah. Oh my God. That's fucking nasty. But anyway, yeah, like I'm not gonna fuck with Natalie Portman. Like she's cute. She's a cutie patootie, but I don't wanna get busy on that body, yaddy yaddy. Cause you know what I mean? So let me think. Cutie patootie. If Katie Couric and Cutie Patootie, nah. I said Katie Couric, and that was a real slip of the tongue. That was a slip of the tongue. I don't know why I said Katie Couric. I gotta think about it. Maybe I subconsciously. Maybe I felt like subconsciously, like in the back of my head, maybe I wanna hit that. Maybe I like Katie Couric, damn. I didn't even know that. Like y'all just helped me out. I just found out that maybe Katie Couric is on my celebrity hit list. Okay. Damn. But I was talking about, or what I meant to say was Katie Cuco. Katie Cuco has made my Cutie Patootie list because I watched all of the Big Bang Theory. Don't tell me about that show because I watched that motherfucking show a lot. And all the time when I was watching that show, everybody kept telling me, I don't watch that show, but Katie's cute. I don't watch that show, but Katie look good in the motherfucker. I do watch that show, but I only watch so I can see Katie. And everybody told me Katie was looking good than a motherfucker. Everybody likes her. Everybody crushing on her. Everybody want to hit her. Everybody seeing them Priceline commercials and be like, oh, shit, boo. My boo. And I'm just like, bitch, where? I'm not taller than her, bitch. I'm saying to the other people, like, where do you see that Katie Cuco is this person y'all talking about? Is she cute as shit? Yes, she is. Don't get me wrong, Katie Cuco is cute as shit. I would be proud to have her on my arm. I would be proud to have her in my bed, but I'm not gonna give her no head. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going down there because they're like, I don't know. It's roses down there and butterflies and like nice shit that I don't like. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, she is cute, but it's like, I don't want to hit that. I don't know. It's like no sex appeal. It's like nothing that makes me say, oh, I want to tear that up. Her breasts are nice. I'm not body shaming again. I'm not being mean. I'm not being everything. Like, men look at breasts and her breasts are nice. They are. She don't got that, but she don't got no badonkadonk. She don't got no drunk in the trunk, but you know, you don't need that. You don't need that for real. Badonkadonk, drunk in the trunk, fat asses. They all overrated because a lot of the girls that got the fat asses, they got fake fat asses. And the girls that got natural fat asses, they got a fat ass attitude too. They got an attitude like they ass is going to get them everywhere in life. They do. They live like that. I promise you. I promise you. It's a lot of women that live based on their ass. Getting them where they need to be. Shoo-doo-be-doo-doo-be-doo. You know what I mean? So, not body shaming when I say that. Like, she got some nice tits, whatever. And she cute. She look good. She got the blonde hair, whatever. She played in some movies that you might want to, like, she played in the Flight Attendant TV show, and she was, like, kind of, like, horse and then, like, kind of slutty. But it was, like, a good slutty. It wasn't, like, the slutty that make me want to do things to her. It wasn't, like, the Aubrey Plaza kind of slutty. You know what I mean? It was, like, the good slutty, like, okay, she fucked some dudes, but, you know, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, okay, she get a pussy up, but it ain't, like, she really giving the pussy up. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I understand that. I understand that all of you dudes out here, like, I would fuck the shit out of Katie Cuco. And I probably would, too, if that was my mentality. But it's not. My mentality is like, I look at the woman, and I look at her, and I wonder, and I think, and I analyze if she fuckable. And Katie Cuco is not. She's got the look. She's got the look. You know what I mean? She's got the titties. She don't got the ass that I prefer, but she's got enough ass for men who like ass to like her. You know what I mean? But it's just like, I don't know. I don't feel that way about her. She's not dirty. She doesn't want it. Like in my head, all of these cutie patooties are virgins. You know what I mean? Like they've never been deflowered. They've never been touched. You know what I mean? They don't suck dick. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things I think about them. I'm like, they don't do none of that stuff. And that's what labels me as a cutie patootie. I think that in the bedroom, they're just missionary and all. I don't even think like, I can't imagine all these classes saying. Not all these classes. I keep getting them confused. I can't imagine Anna Kendrick being like, yeah, give it to me, daddy. You know what I mean? I cannot picture Anna Kendrick talking dirty. I can't picture Zendaya talking dirty. I can't picture Kaylee Cuoco talking dirty. But, you know, Aubrey Plaza, I'm like, she might say some shit off the wall to me up in that bedroom. You know what I mean? That's a difference. It is. Every girl that's cute does not make every man want to fuck her. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Scarlett Johansson, every man wants to fuck that. Like, she's got that. She's got the look. You know what I mean? She's got that sex appeal. She's got everything. But, you know, certain girls, every man don't want to fuck her. And that's where my cutie patootie list comes from. The next one on my cutie patootie list, and I can't, I'm surprised that I can't remember this girl's name. And so I'm going to look it up. I ain't even going to lie. I ain't even going to front. I ain't going to do nothing wrong. I'm going to look this girl's name up because she's got to make my cutie patootie list, but I can't for the life of me. And she's probably somebody who I've watched the most out of anybody. And for the life of me, I can't, like, get her name right now. Oh, I got her name before I looked it up. I looked it up, and then before I even hit it, it came to me. Miranda Cosgrove. That's right. Miranda Cosgrove was Carly on iCarly, and she was one half of Carly and Sam. And let's just go back. Sam could get it. Sam could get it. But that was because of Sam's character. Like, Jeanette McCurdy can get all of the business, all of the business, but that was because her character was kind of dirty. Like, Sam was kind of dirty and kind of vicious and kind of like a girl that you don't have to, like, respect. And I'm not saying that you have to disrespect women, but y'all know what I mean. Like, Sam was dirty. Sam fought. Sam ate. Sam was everything that makes a man want to fuck. Sam had a nice body. She was kind of thick. It was tight. She loved to eat food. She was kind of mean or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So Sam, you know, Sam made herself fuckable. You know what I mean? Like, that character of Sam was like a girl that, like, you was like, you know, she got grown, she would be a cool chick to hang with, be down with, and fuck. Not as a child. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, Sam never gave off that cutie patootie. Sam gave off that, oh, I'm dirty, I don't even wash up kind of thing. And not washing up is kind of sexy to a man a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. Not washing up kind of is like a little bit sexy. Being a little bit dirty is a little bit sexy. And if I'm wrong, then that's to me. Now, I'm not speaking for every man, I'm speaking for me, but speaking for me, a little bit dirty is a little bit sexy, you know what I'm saying? So Sam gave off that I'm dirty, you know, I'll fuck a man. She was a little bit thicker, you know, she was thicker than Miranda, she had a little bit of ass going on, you know what I mean? And don't do that, okay? Like, men, that's what guys look at, that's what boys look at, that's what men look at. And, you know, if you watch shows when you're younger, you look at stuff if you're not gay, and you know, 10, 15, like middle school age, like before fucking, and 14, 15, 16 is fucking age. So I'm saying, like, when you 9, 10, 11, 12, you start to look at girls, you know what I mean? You start to see, oh, Sam, you know, you seeing them jeans. You see her turn around, you're like, oh, Sam got a little bit of body, yada, yada. She got a little booty back there, you know what I'm saying? So stop it. You know what I mean? So when I see Sam and Kat, and Sam and on iCarly, I think Sam's not a cutie patootie like iCarly. Sam was somebody who, you know, like, once she got grown and you were grown, you might want to tear that up. But Miranda Cosgrove, Jeanette McCurdy, yeah, tear it up, eat it up, she's dirty. You know what I mean? Miranda Cosgrove is like, no, she's a virgin. She don't fuck. She's definitely not going to suck no dick like it. Miranda Cosgrove is not going to suck no dick. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. That's how it goes. That's how it feels. That's how you make this cutie patootie list. Matter of fact, that is it. That is the cutie patootie. I was trying all this time. This whole podcast episode, y'all was listening. I was trying to figure out how to describe a cutie patootie. How to make people understand, like, the kind of girl, the caliber of girl, the kind of person I'm talking about. And that's it, okay? A cutie patootie don't suck no dick. That's how you describe her. A girl that you do not think will ever, ever suck a dick. Like, think of all the girls in Hollywood, and then think of the ones that you sit there and go, hey, you know what? She's never had a dick in her mouth. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You got to look at all of Hollywood and look at all the girls and say, hey, man, that girl has never sucked a dick. And if you think that, then you'll get the cutie patootie list. You'll get it. Now, mind you, there are disclaimers because Halle Bailey, whatever her name is, I don't follow her. I'm not a friend of hers. I'm not, like, enamored with her. I know she was in Little Mermaid thing, and that's how I really know about her. I mean, they was on Blackish. The Bailey's girls was on Blackish, right? or Black, was it Blackish or Grownish? Whatever, they was on the spinoff from the Blackish show or whatever. I watched a little bit of it. I saw a little bit. They cute as fuck. Cutie motherfucking patooties, but that girl Honey messing with a rapper or something. She messing with a rapper or something, she got pregnant and everybody went crazy. Everybody went crazy about her being pregnant because she's a cutie patootie. She was a cutie patootie and everybody was like, she don't fuck. She's a virgin. She don't do all this stuff. And it was like, oh man, we fucked her in the film. No, but she not going to make my cutie patootie list because she fucking with like this rapper. Like, get all like gangster thug lifestyle style dude that everybody is like, leave him alone, get away from him. Everybody's talking shit about their relationship. And now she and then she was pregnant and everybody was like, oh, she got pregnant by him. Oh Lord, no, why would she let him impregnate her and all this and all that? I don't follow it. I'm not that young to be into that young bullshit, but I heard about all that shit and everybody was hating and hating and hating and hating and hating. But the only thing I got from him was that like he's a thug. Like, rapper dude, like, whatever. She sucked his dick. You know what I mean? She's had a dick in her mouth. And then that's all I think of. Like, yo, she dirty a little bit. Because ain't no way he ain't doing what he want to do with it. You know what I mean? So it's like, And I'm not, I really feel like all of them sucked dick before. I mean, but it's hard to say it. Like I said that Holly Bailey sucked it before. I said it easy. I said she had to think of it. I said it easily because of who she messes with. Because that's her boyfriend. And her boyfriend, baby daddy, whatever he is, the kind of man that he is, I know that she, you know, he would make, not make her, but like that would be a part of their sexual activity. That would be a part of their regular everyday life. But for me to try to think or imagine or act like Anna Kendrick sucked a dick, for me to be like Anna Kendrick had a dick in her mouth? No. And she probably did because she's a grown woman. But for me to think that, For me to think Katie Cuoco ever sucked a dick? No. Zendaya? No, Zendaya don't suck no dick. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift is the next one on my list. Taylor Swift does not suck any dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes. Like, I know she's messing with Travis Kelce, and Travis Kelce ain't black, and he's kind of corny to me a little bit. Not corny on that field, like he can catch a ball or whatever, but I'm talking about his personality is kind of corny. So him and Taylor Swift being together, it works, but I'm telling you right now, like Taylor Swift ain't doing all that dirty shit. If she is, I'm not impressed because she's on my cutie patootie list. Taylor Swift makes my cutie patootie list because I can't imagine Taylor Swift ever putting a dick in her mouth. I can't imagine Taylor Swift ever having come in her hair. I can't imagine Taylor Swift ever being defiled, fucking, being treated dirty or done dirty. I can't even imagine anybody pulling her fucking hair at all. So Taylor Swift makes my cutie patootie list. Oh my God. The other person. Because I was just now like, I might have to end this podcast episode because I don't know who else can make my list, and I was trying to think, and I didn't actually write this shit down. You know what I mean? This shit, this podcast, everything is straight from the zone. Y'all can tell, because some of my shit ain't right, some of my shit is fucked up, but I was trying to figure out who would make this list. I was trying to figure out and think of girls who would be on here, or at least think of girls that would not be on here, so I could do filler episodes. I mean, not episodes, like filler content. Like right now, I could say things like, I could talk about Aubrey Plaza, or talk about, who else I said, like Sam off of Sam and Cat, or talk about, like the Gillies girl off of Victorious. Like, I can use them to fill in some gaps where I don't have a cutie patootie to go in that space. You know what I'm saying? But Raven Simone goes in that space. Because when I saw Olivia on the Cosby Show, I was like, oh, Olivia is too cute. Olivia was cute as fuck. Raven Simone played Olivia, and Olivia was so cute, and the way she played it was so cute, and like that character, everything was so cute about it. And when Raven Simone got older, I was like, oh man, I'm going to get me that Raven Simone. Olivia was cute. Raven Simone gets older, I was like, she's going to be a banger. Like, I was like, well, Raven Simone's going to be a problem out in this world. And she wasn't. She was, like, still cute. She became a big cutie patootie. I watched Raven's World and Raven's Home and all of that shit that came on and all of that shit that they showed on Disney Channel or whatever. And she was always just cute. Even when she got thicker, she got thick as fuck. I'm like, damn, she thick. Like, damn, the tick old bitties, the ass, everything was good with her. But I was just like, do I want to hit that? Nah, that's Olivia. You know what I mean? That's Olivia. Nah, I don't want to hit that. You know what I mean? So Raven Simone has made herself a cutie patootie. And she's still cute. She's still cute. And she still is a cutie patootie to me because I don't want to fuck Raven Simone, but I still find her cute. I still find her highly attractive, but I still don't want to turn her up. She's still Olivia, and she's still like that mom, that Raven's mom from Raven's Home that had the bitches and all that. But the thing is, to be that mom, she had to fuck. To be that mom, she had to get her fuck on, but it's not the same. It don't feel the same. It don't look the same. It ain't the same as what, like, I would think that I would do to women. So with all that being said, I got, let's see who I got. I got Anna Kendrick, the reigning champion. I got Zendaya. I got Kaley Cuoco. I got Taylor Swift. I got Miranda Cosgrove. And I got Raven Simone. So first I'm going to ask you guys, you people that's not even in here because it's zero on the live, but some people will listen to it later. So the people who listen to it later, I'm going to ask you guys to say, like, which one of them is your cutie patootie winner, cutie patootie champion? Which one of them? Because I mean, you got to think about it. You got to think about it, man, because this, the cutie patootie awards is the least one that you want to get busy with. Like, it's the least one that you want to do dirty things to. It's like the least one that you want to fuck. You know what I mean? It ain't like who looks the best. They all look cute. They all look good. They all beautiful women. It's not who got the best tits and ass, tickle bitties, whatever, whatever. Because none of them are endowed to arouse our sexual activity. You know what I'm saying? So it's based on, like, who you really think that you don't want to, like, get dirty, that you don't want to, like, give the business to. You know what I mean? And let me see. Let me see if I can think of any more. I'm thinking. Like, cause yeah, like Laura Winslow, like the girl that played Laura Winslow, I never really seen again. Like the Tanner kids, Jodie Sweetin and Candace Cameron. You know, you don't think about them now because, like, they did the regular Full House and they still play the same characters on TV. The girls from Saved by the Bell, Tiffany Thiessen. Tiffany Thiessen is not a cutie patootie because the whole time she was on Saved by the Bell, everybody thought about knocking that off. And Lauren Voorhees, well, she became something else when she got grown. We're going to leave Lark alone. But like I said, back then, you ain't think about her as a cutie patootie. You thought about hitting that. Ashley and Hillary Banks. Yeah, Tatiana Ali. Yeah, we ain't think about Tatiana Ali as a cutie patootie. Every dude that I talked to wanted to do all kinds of things to Tatiana Ali, and I did too. Megan Good, same thing. Megan Good is not a cutie patootie. Megan Good would be all good on the wood. I want to tear her up. And with them lips, you can't talk about her not dick sucking like that. Like, you know what I mean? Her lips make it like them beautiful, voluptuous lips. And I'm not trying to disrespect it, but I'm just saying, like, when you look at Megan Good as a man, you do not, the first thing that goes in your head is like, oh, she don't fuck dick. No, the first thing that goes in your head is like, oh, them lips on a dick. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not trying to be ignorant, rude, and nasty, nothing, but that's, we men. That's the kind of shit men think of. So all you women that's out there, that's like looking at your husband, looking at your boyfriend, looking at your cousin, sister, and them, brother, and them, all of them, you look at them because they, Yeah, I'm telling. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm keeping it 100 for real. And I'm going to get some of you men in trouble, but I don't really give a fuck. I mean, y'all know me. So, so that's my cutie patootie list. And I guess this is my cutie patootie episode. And I'm trying to say that, you know what? I was going to say that Miranda Cosgrove would be overtaking Anna Kendrick right now, but I don't see enough. I tried to watch that new iCarly remake thing, reboot, whatever, and the black girl was good, but I kind of didn't like it. I kind of didn't get into it, and I realized that I don't like iCarly. I watched it because my kids watched it. I watched it because Sam was crazy. You know what I mean? So, and I want to put Ariana Grande on this list, but I wanted something about me was like, Kat to get it. Like, Kat is fake. Kat is really dirty, for real. So Ariana Grande can't make the list. Miranda Cosgrove can't be Anna Kendrick because, like I said, I don't see enough of her. So now I'm going to say that the cutie patootie champion of the world goes to Kaley Cuoco. That's right. I'm taking Kaley Cuoco. She's going to overthrow Anna Kendrick because I've watched Katie a lot more. I've watched that whole TV show. And then it came to me going to Pitch Perfect, and I'm not a Pitch Perfect fan. It was singing, it was all that. And I've watched a lot more of Katie. So Katie had a lot of chances to get off that list. She had a lot of chances to not be a Cutie Patootie. And Anna Kendrick hasn't had as many chances to get off of that list. And based on the fact that Katie has stayed on that list, even though she's had all those chances, I gotta say she's gotta be probably the cutest of the Cutie Patooties. So Katie Cuoco is the winner. She beat out Anna Kendrick. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I know this episode might seem a little fucked up. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. And I'm a man, I keep it real. And like, they are all grown. Like, all of these girls. I want to emphasize and remember that all of these girls are within my, what is it? My reasonable, my legal, my non-pedophilia ass age group. You know what I'm saying? So I know when I was talking about Sam and having a body and all that, you guys were like, oh, she was a child. But it's like I was a child too at the time that I'm talking about when I was looking. You know what I mean? Or even if I was grown at the time that I'm talking about, I was looking, they was grown too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like, as a man, you just look and you know you're looking, but you don't say nothing about it. You don't act on it. You're not involved in that. That's me. You know what I'm saying? And I've already talked it out with cancel culture. Y'all saw me. So, you know, I'm good. I'm good, and I stand on that. But like I said, this is my Cutie Patootie list. And it has just been dethroned by Katie Cuoco, and I'm out.